Distilled is a production of Chemical Processing. Chemical Processing focuses on serving engineers, designing, and operating plants in the chemical industry.
Welcome to the Solution Spotlight edition of our Chemical Processing Distilled podcast. Solution Spotlight delves deeper into a topic from an industry perspective. I'm Tracy Purdom, Editor-in-Chief of Chemical Processing. Understanding the health of rotating equipment in the chemical industry is critical for both safety and productivity. Regular inspections, compliance with industry regulations, and proactive maintenance measures are essential to ensuring the reliability and integrity of equipment. To help us better understand the health of rotating equipment assets and emphasize the importance of better data is Ari Panagoulias, Director of Condition Monitoring and Test Lab for Hydro Incorporated, which started out as a pump service and repair company in the late 1960s, but has evolved into a business that helps companies identify underlying problems and preventing them from happening again. Thanks for joining me, Ari.
Thanks for having me, Tracy.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the industry landscape and how it's changed over the last 10 years, and how has that changed the approach to asset management and maintenance?
Absolutely. And I think it's an important question, an important framing for the conversation. I think the biggest thing that's changed, especially in the last, let's say, 5 years, but you could extend that out to 10, 15 years, is really the emergence of software as the driver of a lot of the changes to asset management and maintenance practices. So the softwares that are out there today have really given people a very fine control over the assets they have and a lot of insights into the equipment in terms of performance, process, and degradation. And in many cases, Tracy, the software has advanced faster than the ability of plants to properly implement these technologies. I think there's two other things that should be mentioned. So we talked about software as sort of being this very big emergence in the last 10, 15 years in terms of its role within asset management. But the other thing that's come up particularly and acutely in the last 5, 3, 2, and even last year, I would say, is the emergence of non-traditional vendors in this space. I mean, I think that the folks that end users are working with in terms of asset management are not the people they were working with 20 years ago, 15 years ago. In fact, it feels like every day, every week, there's some sort of new player coming in with a new software, a new way to either take existing data and run algorithms with that data to get better insight into the performance of that equipment, or just new products, new sensors, new types of ways of doing things. And I think it's a little bit challenging for end users to understand, you know, who do I go with? Who's going to give me return on investment? Who's going to be around? Who's in this for the long haul? And I think that can be challenging before we even get to those subsequent questions.
And as I mentioned when I was introducing you, been around since the 60s, and you guys were pump repair and service, and you've taken all of that information that you've learned, and you've become one of those non-traditional folks.
Well, certainly when we approached the industry about 5 years ago and started offering condition monitoring technologies, we were new to sort of being that service provider. We had all that data amassed from, as you said, decades of being in the pump and rotating equipment space. And we're finally starting to have the tools to leverage that, where we can take what we've done on the repair side and help apply that to equipment that is running in the field today.
With all of that knowledge that you have on this, what are some of the challenges in understanding asset health that you're seeing out there?
So I think acutely today, there is a definite challenge, and end users talk about it all the time, in terms of replacing the experience they have on site. And I don't want to pivot and talk, you know, away from or take away from the conversation regarding asset management. But when it comes to maintenance execution, when it comes to experience with rotating equipment, there's just a lack of that in the industry writ large. I mean, how many times have we had conversations about replacing the knowledge that has come before as people go into retirement? And in today's market, employee turnover is super high. So it becomes difficult to even take the insights you get from asset management and turn that into reliability actions that will extend the life of equipment. So that's one thing, is proper maintenance execution. I think the second one is really an understanding of the process conditions that are at play. Because it's one thing to talk about asset management and trending and understanding those components to it. But if we don't know the process, if we don't know the conditions we're putting this rotating equipment in, it becomes all of a sudden difficult for us to get the most value out of the data that we're collecting. So those two things, and then I would probably pair that into design and manufacturing. You know, a lot of plants that were designed, let's say legacy plants that were designed in the 60s, 70s, and 80s that are still running today, are running with very different conditions, very different manufacturing goals than they were at those times. And the equipment in large part hasn't changed. So how do we adapt our asset management and reliability approach for those pieces of equipment in today's manufacturing environment? That's something we've seen a lot of action around, a lot of areas for us to fill in gaps.
Absolutely. And bringing up the workforce and that knowledge leaving is critical. You know, there's a lot of things that need to be understood before anything can be maintained and preventative maintenance can happen. So what's next? What technology do you see on the horizon that might change the way we interact with our assets?
That's a great question. I wish I had the answer. if you get the answer, I'd certainly like to know. No, I think our perspective is really that the types of sensors, the types of data collection tools that we're using, I'm talking about the hardware now, the hardware has continued to become a commodity. Yes, there are differences in the minutiae of how certain sensors work versus others. Yes, there are different ways to sort of collect the same data in different places. But by and large, I think being a hardware producer and provider, that is a commodity product that will really come down to low cost once you've met a certain bar of performance. The big difference is going to be in the software, and not just in the software's capabilities in terms of analytics and diagnostics, but in terms of data visualization, in terms of digital twin representation. So taking live data, live dynamic data from a plant and overlaying that into a digital version of that plant, testing different conditions, different simulations, bringing in simulation softwares within that space so that we can really proactively determine when equipment is going to fail. Not just, hey, this bearing's going bad, or hey, the seal's going bad, or hey, we've got a misalignment there. Those are acute examples, but I'm talking about real proactive maintenance, plant-wide, fleet-wide. The softwares that have the power to do that, they can integrate into ERP systems or CMMS systems, they can actualize data into maintenance action. That's the future. That's where we're going. It is a very difficult roadmap to navigate. It will take significant investment from a lot of the end users out there, but that's the future and that's where we're going. The folks that can align that to the end user's goals, those are the folks that are going to win for sure.
Ari, is there anything you want to add that maybe we didn't touch on that you think is important?
Well, I do want to go back to some of the challenges in understanding asset health. So, you know, my background is in vibration analysis. It's how I kind of got started in asset management and reliability. And so I definitely have a soft spot in my heart for that. And I definitely have seen with the end users that I work with today, some of the challenges that come up. And the first one is data overload. I mean, you know, the people that have invested in technologies to collect data, they're definitely on that path towards where we're all trying to get to. But it can be overwhelming to all of a sudden connect rotating equipment that we previously took samples on once a month or once a quarter or once a year. And now all of a sudden we're getting data on them once an hour or once every 5 minutes or continuously. And it's almost like, oh my gosh, you know, I never knew there were this many alarms or this many critical conditions or events that occurred. How do we navigate managing all that data? That's the first challenge that I think comes up a lot. You know, we have certain installations that we've done where we get a lot of nuisance alarms, and navigating that, setting up proper notification systems for end users so that when an event occurs, it actually means we're going to take an action. That is one of those first challenges that we overcome when we connect systems. The second challenge that I would throw out there is data quality. So I talked earlier in the importance of the software once we get to a certain level of confidence with the hardware that we're using and how the hardware is kind of a commodity. But I think data quality is incredibly important in terms of its ability to affect return on investment. Because if we're not getting quality data, if we're getting data that leads to incorrect or incomplete assessments of equipment, then it's not worth the investment we've made into it. And so when we start seeing, let's say, upward trends in overall vibrations, or we start to see anomalies in terms of current in a alternating current mode or whatever the case may be, it's one thing to flag it. But without that real deep analytical data to diagnose what's going on, to actually determine maintenance action steps, we're not connecting all the dots. So the data quality is critical.
Well, how can people reconcile the data overload and data quality issues, and how do they better navigate DRIP, the data-rich information poor weighs on all of us, and resources often aren't used efficiently because we're so overwhelmed?
Well, that's a great question, Tracy. There's no perfect answer to that, and I wouldn't be on here purporting that I have the answer. I will say there are some strategies that I think work and help people get to that place. One would be using alarm systems to notify us at different thresholds when things need attention. So we can't pay attention to everything, everywhere, all at once, but we can, with certain systems, prioritize our attention on the assets that need help. And then I would say the other thing is remote monitoring. Remote monitoring offers us the ability to see remotely what's going on with different assets at different locations in the plant in real time. Those systems paired with SME support, whether that be internal or external, can really help respond to alarm events with the information needed as fast as possible. So combining those things, I would say remote monitoring, SME support, and then alarm systems that can prioritize us to where the issues are. Those three things go a long way.
Anything in the field that you've seen that you can offer as an example?
I'm sure we have plenty of examples. I'm sure end users have the best examples. I can offer a few. One that comes to mind in the chemical industry is vacuum pumps are replete. They're all over the place, not just in chemical process, but in many different types of installations. And a certain chemical end user was having a very difficult time with a problem vacuum pump that unfortunately was tied to the production process. So if this vacuum pump went down, it did cause issues for that particular line. And so with remote monitoring, they were able to start collecting vibration data real time, as opposed to route-based or sending somebody out there when there was an incident. And this allowed them to understand why the incidents were happening when they were happening. So instead of, the intermittent sampling, now a more consistent real-time sampling allowed them to see those issues. They happened to be working with me and my company, so we did give them some SME support on the pump side, but that's just one example. There are plenty of examples that would involve us, but to tie those three things together, alarming to prioritize our focus, remote monitoring to collect data more often on assets so we can understand what's going on in the root cause. And that just helps manage that data flow a little bit better.
Lots of great information here. I appreciate the time, taking the time to let us know how to better understand the health of rotating equipment, some of where we've been and where we're going. And I know we can't predict the future, but it's fun to try. On behalf of Ari and the team at Hydro, thank you for listening to the Solution Spotlight edition of our Chemical Processing Distilled podcast. Thanks, Ari.
Thank you very much, Tracy.